Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm very disappointed in the president. I was excited when we got invited to attend his speech today. I thought the president's invitation to Mr. Camp, Mr. Hensley, and myself was an olive branch. Instead, what we got was a speech that was excessively partisan, dramatically inaccurate, and hopelessly inadequate to addressing our country's pressing fiscal challenges.
Well, there you go. Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin didn't care much for the president's comments about the budget, and that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the bipartisanship or lack thereof, the ballooning U.S. deficit, the president's presentation. We'll get to all of it with your calls and comments later in the hour at 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook as well. Just go to DougSteffen.com to get the connection. Let's see. We have both talk radio and talk television in the focus here, the left and the right on this issue as usual. So we begin with Megyn Kelly, who's on Fox, talking to Liz McDonald of Money Magazine and Dan Gerstein of Gotham Ghostwriters about the president's speech.
What did you think of the speech?
Well, the president may have technically kicked off his reelection campaign a couple weeks ago with a video, but this was the announcement speech of his reelection campaign. This was his effort. You know, this was not a speech about the budget deficit. This was a speech about his leadership deficit. A lot of people have been questioning him. Where has he been? And this was his chance to lay a stake in the ground on the big fight that's going to consume Washington for this year and next year, and try and reclaim the center of the debate. I think he was largely successful.
All right. Is he also trying to reclaim the debate, Liz, from Paul Ryan? Because he made a number of specific references to the plan he laid out.
Yeah, I mean, this is a follow-up to his prior budget plan as well, and the crack he took at cutting the deficit in the State of the Union. So, you know, this was essentially a political document with a broad sweeping vision, but not really the nuts and bolts and the details that are going to be needed to be rung through to enact the reforms that the president is talking about. Very few details. He may be outsourcing again to Congress the details of how you fill in those blanks, just as he did with health reform. But this speech comes after, you know, the Congress and the White House. Well, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, when she gaveled in and time she gaveled out, added the equivalent of the economy of Germany and Russia in spending on the backs of the American taxpayer. And that is really the issue. I mean, it's very easy to be patriotic with other people's money. He talked about the tax code and how tax cuts for the wealthy, but not mentioning at all anywhere in the speech that small businesses, the engine of our economy, sit in that upper bracket where he wants to take those tax cuts away, and essentially is saying, you know, these tax cuts have to be abolished and will not enact them again. And many economists would say, watch out, because when you hike taxes during a downturn, as you saw it in the Great Depression, it can create another downturn as well. So he's walking a fine line there.
All right, so there we have the first overview. You can begin thinking about your comments and your response. I find it offensive, frankly, as a small business person, to be put into the category of basically, even if I take myself out of this and you take yourself out of it, you look at the fiscal situation and you understand the only way to create jobs is to give some practical advantage to small businesses as they grow. But these people don't think about that. They may be well-intentioned, but they have no practical experience, as the president shows over and over again when it comes to business or understanding. And the class warfare stuff is so childish. It's so annoying. You look at some of them. I'm in Washington for the last couple of days, now looking at some of the reports from the inside, like The Hill and Politico, some of the papers that are written just for those who work in Washington. And the thing that keeps coming up is the bipartisan panel's blueprint for reducing the deficit. We'll try to touch on that as we listen to those who are either in favor of the deficit reduction plans been put forth or others who are not. Here's another take on the speech from MSNBC. Dylan Radigan speaks to Steny Hoyer of New York.
Your thoughts on the president this afternoon?
Well, I thought the president's speech was an excellent speech. And what he essentially outlined was the vision that he sees going forward. First of all, he recognized that the deficit is a critical problem that we must confront. But we must confront it, according to the president, and I agree with him, within the framework of the values that we hold dear in this country. And that is, as your previous discussion indicated, making sure that we take care of one another. He did contrast his vision with that of the Republican budget offered by Mr. Ryan, the budget chairman in the House, a vision which gets to the same objective of cutting $4 trillion in spending getting towards balanced budgets. But he also indicated that it should not be in the context of doing away with Medicare as we know it, substantially putting those on Medicaid at great risk by eliminating its guarantees, by cutting such programs as Head Start and other early education and investment in the education of our children so we'll be competitive internationally, and at the same time giving $1 trillion worth of tax cut to the wealthiest in America. I heard my colleagues say that here we go, we're not going to raise taxes. Well, what that means is, frankly, we're not going to pay for what we buy.
Yeah.
The reason we're in such a deep hole is because Republican policy has been for a very long period of time to buy but not pay for. That's what they did in the last decade, and that's why we're in such a deep hole. We have to get out of it. But what the president also said, I think, was very important. We've shown in the past that we could come together in a bipartisan way and get the job done. Reagan and O'Neill on Social Security. Bush, and he didn't mention, but Gephardt on balancing the budget in 1990 and getting us on a path towards balanced budget. Again, Gingrich and Clinton. He didn't mention Gingrich, but they came together on agreement, which, by the way, Gingrich's party was very angry about. They thought it was a sellout. So we have done it in the past. We need to do it going forward, but we need to consider all of the items on the plate, not just 12% of discretionary spending. We need to consider defense. We need to consider entitlements. And, yes, we need to consider those tax expenditures, which the Joint Commission, which the Bowles-Simpson Commission pointed out, were $1.1 trillion, which equals all discretionary spending that we are making. So that they're a very, very big item. I think he was right. We have to look across the whole gamut. We owe it to our country. Our citizens expect us to work together in a responsible, adult fashion to get us back to where we need to be, and that is to balance fiscal responsibility while at the same time making sure that we take care of those who need our help. Our country will be stronger if we do it.
Steny Hoyer is a congressman from Maryland, not from New York. 800-510-8255. Some of you may take some umbrage with the budget discussions coming on. The Homeland Security Department appropriations will be going down. Maybe that means we get rid of a little of the harassment from the TSA at the airports. 800-510-8255. The president, the Congress, the budget, taxes, all in the focus here on the countdown at 14 past the hour.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams cat food with prebiotics in 16 to 20-pound bags. Iams cat food with prebiotics has a new taste your cat will love. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more. Going on now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
800-510-TALK. Let's move now to talk host Matt Mitan, who has some thoughts about the president and the members of Congress and what they're saying and what they're doing.
We could talk about the president. I mean, we could take some time and talk about how he wants to tax the rich people and wants to save all the social programs and how, you know, he's not going to compromise and yada, 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 yada. Heard it all before. Been there, done that. I don't understand the continuing of just riding the merry-go-round around and around and around, and I won't repeat it as many times. I just did the on and on. But there is absolutely, unequivocally, no difference between what has been said today and what was said a year ago or what was said 2 years ago or even, ladies and gentlemen, with short-term memory loss, things that were said when George Bush was president. It's all the same game. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Republicans on the national level, I'm sure a few of them have got some spines and everything, but let me ask you this. Where are the Republican presidential contenders on all these controversies of the day? Cricket? Cricket, cricket. Why? Because the strategy is sit back, continue to fan the flames of cult of personality for my own little base, and let the Democrats self-destruct because they have the spotlight, and we'll just ride in 2012, and we'll be good loyal populists until we get power, and then we'll go right back to doing what we did from the mid-90s to the late 2000s. I've seen the game too many times. I'm not interested in playing it anymore. So I mean, we could sit here and we could rehash the sound bites from the president's speech, and you know, we could talk about how Rush Limbaugh thought it was the absolute worst thing that was ever done, and we could talk about how Ed Schultz thought he hit it out of the park and it was the most amazing historic speech ever given. Gee, who would have seen those commentators taking those stands post speech? I mean, I never would have figured that Rush Limbaugh would have been against the speech, and I never would have figured that Ed Schultz would have been in favor of it. All right, so how much time would be, you know, kind of like pillow talk. How long do you need me to talk to you, baby? You know, how long do we need to spend talking about the president's speech? Do you need 5 minutes, baby? Do you need 15? Do you need me to hang out all morning and serve you some coffee? I mean... The reality is, in pillow talk like that, you just got screwed and there's no loyalty, okay? It's the same with our federal government. You're getting screwed. There's no loyalty no matter who it is that's screwing you, whether it's the Democrats or Republicans. It's all about the continuation of their power within their party structure at the national level. That's all that matters to the people that are pulling the strings.
All right, so we need power for the people then, do we not? 800-510-8255. I'll speak to that in a few moments. Words to describe what you feel about reducing the deficit. That'll be in the focus, too, in a few minutes.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
com/backup.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Some heavy negative reactions to the budget negotiations. About 69% of you in polled in general think that the negotiations are negative, not positive. That is, the conversation about what to do and how to fix the budget is negative. And I would agree with that 100%. Here's radio host Bill McEwen talking to a financial analyst named Chuck Collins about Congress and the trouble they're having making all these cuts. And then you look at General Electric. That, according to the stories, doesn't pay any taxes. What's the story?
The big news last week was General Electric, which didn't pay any federal income taxes, and also NBC didn't bother to report on that. So NBC got whacked for ignoring a big story. Chuck, who are the other offenders besides General Electric that stash all their profits in overseas tax havens?
Well, it's a huge number, Bill. It's like 80 of the top 100 biggest companies have subsidiaries in these offshore tax havens. So they include Boeing, Citigroup, Federal Express, Exxon Mobil, Verizon. You know, the companies that kind of are around us all the time, and they're very good at finding ways to move their profits around. So the game is to say to their shareholders, look, we made a lot of money globally, and then they say to Uncle Sam, the tax man, we lost money here in the United States, and we need a refund. And that's the game.
And as the New York Times reported, General Electric's very good at that. In fact, they just don't go to a country and analyze and say, oh, that country has low tax rates. In the case of GE, they'll go to a country with low tax rates and then actually find a region of that country with even lower tax rates, and then they'll try to say with a straight face, for example, that all their sales took place in that region with the lowest tax rate of all.
Yeah, General Electric, people sort of consider their accounting department to be among the most aggressive. You know, when the real estate division or the appliance division doesn't do so well, they look to the accountants to bring home the bacon. And they, if you look back even since 2006, they haven't paid any U.S. taxes since 2006, and they've gotten $4 billion in refunds or rebates or subsidies or corporate welfare. So they really do think of their accounting department as a profit center.
Okay, and so the Republican mantra is, if you give these big corporations tax incentives, they're going to hire all these people. So with 80 of the top 100 corporations paying very little in federal income tax, I would think our unemployment rate would be like 3% because they're hiring people with all these tremendous profits.
Yeah, no, they're actually passing on pretty good returns to their shareholders. A lot of there's a pretty high correlation between companies that use offshore tax shelters and companies that outsource overseas their jobs as well. So you'll see more and more, kind of the oil companies and some of the big manufacturers that use these tax shelters are big shedders of jobs in the U.S. market.
There's a lot to what they're saying there in terms of what the companies are doing with the money, but still, where would we be without General Electric? Where would we be without Boeing? Where would we be without Microsoft? So there's a push-pull here. Some of the points that those fellows make are good and on point, but they still don't deal with the real issue, and that's the tax structure itself. If we had a different tax structure, if there was if on the federal level we had a sales tax, no income tax, everybody would be paying. You eliminate the underground economy and all of this back and forth class warfare. How come nobody's smart enough to bring that to the surface in the discussions? 800-510-8255, the Obama announcement of deficit reduction plan. Budget callers up next. You're the star in a few moments here on the Countdown.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Venacura. If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Venacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All-natural Venacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Venacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Venacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in any weekday this month for a free multi-point vehicle inspection. Plus, save on all Michelin tires. And save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Talk radio, stop.
At the right time here, as we continue focusing on the budget for another 10 or 12 minutes with your calls and calls from some of the stations that we monitor around the country and around the world at DougStefan.com. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's Frank in New Jersey listening to WVNJ with thoughts about Congress and the cuts.
I think it's pretty ludicrous when, you know, the Democrats had the White House, the Congress and the Senate, and we're just now passing a $37 billion tax cut, which to me is not enough. That tax cut should have been at least $500 billion. And to go on to say the Republicans don't want to do anything, what did the Democrats do with this budget all along? You see how they screamed and cried about $37 billion? What do you think they're going to do when it comes time to cut a half a trillion dollars off of this budget?
Pretty good question. Thanks for asking it. There's a statement that I have repeated a couple of times since I heard it last week that I think is valuable here to just think about, cogitate on the expression that came from the fellow in Egypt who was the real beginner of the revolution there. Works for Google. Got everybody all, he was arrested, but he really is working the people angle of the people in Egypt and has started the same kind of thinking all around the Middle East and Africa. He said the power of the people is so much bigger than the people in power. We would be well served to remember that, it seems to me, and in this circumstance, many other circumstances where we feel we're being pitted one against the other, more the government against the people. 800-510-8255. Linda's in Columbus, pretty upset at the Republicans.
It seems to me that the Republican voter is stuck on stupid. People that run for office in the Republican Party and the wealthy, like the Koch brothers, they know of their stupidity. The same thing that's happening in states. They're taking away Medicaid to give tax cuts to the rich and corporation. Now Republicans in the Senate want to do the same thing. Take away vouchers for Medicare, you will have no insurance. If you're 55 now, kiss your insurance goodbye. You're a dead person. You talk about Obamacare being death panels. Republicans plan to kill us. All the help that we have given corporations, big business, and they still haven't come out of their slump in the last 10 years. Get real, Republicans. Read something and don't watch Fox anymore. We're never going to get to 2% unemployment. And also, Ryan plans to increase the deficit by $8 trillion before it's dropped. You have to have revenue. Don't cut the poor person. You're pitting the poor against the rich. You're pitting public against private. Let's get real here. Republicans are planning to make this corporation-run fascism.
Wow. That's some angry rhetoric there. What do you think? 800-510-8255. I guess we have a lot to be angry about. It isn't all one side or the other. Frustrating it is, confusing it is, chaotic it is, disappointing it is, messy, disgusting, stupid, ridiculous. I'm listening to some of your words here on the countdown. 800-510-8255. Here's Steve, a member of the Tea Party in Virginia.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that the guy who actually caused the economic collapse is out calling Tea Party people extremists. What the Tea Party is the majority of the American people, and that includes every racial group and every philosophy, trying to get this ridiculous $14 trillion spending stopped and reverse it before we do actually go broke. And that's very, very even the international banking systems are saying we're almost near to be broke, and we're going to lose our dollar as the standard of the world.
All right, the dollar is the standard of the world now, and I heard somebody say the other day that we would not lose our position, but the position that we hold would be weakened, as will the rest of the world, if all this borrowing continues. That's why the International Monetary Fund is so concerned about all of this. How concerned are you? How does this all affect you? The cost of petroleum, we'll be focusing on that in a few minutes here on the countdown, but that's part of the mix here, is it not? Kathy, you're in Michigan, and you have some thoughts on Congress. Please explore.
I'd like to tell you that I'm furloughed right now this week. I work as a teacher's assistant with Sister's Children, and the teacher's assistants, the bus drivers, and the food service workers are not paid. You are given reasonable assurance that's the state's term, and you're not allowed to draw unemployment. My wage and salary tip, et cetera, for my W-2, $14,546. I live so marginally that it's painful to think about sometimes, but I do keep moving forward. $100 billion, I can't even begin to quantify that. Healthcare, I don't understand why people keep saying that healthcare costs, if we give everyone healthcare, will sink the country. What it will do is create so many jobs that are truly what human beings need. Nurses assistants, PAs, doctors. I don't know who has influence anymore. I know that I don't seem to have any as a taxpayer and as a voter.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who feel as you do, Kathy, maybe not going through exactly the same thing that you are, but close to it. 800-510-8255. All right, let's see here. The president, the focus on the ballooning deficit, the forecast is to reach $1.5 trillion this year. Both Democrats and Republicans say this is their priority. Paul is listening at DougStephan.com in Australia. All right, Paul, what's your read on this?
Yes, no, absolutely. For example, you know, when it comes to the deficit and everything that to do with that, the American people, obviously, I mean, you know, I'm saying nothing new, Doug, to do with, like, the deficit. I mean, each $1 bill is a promise to pay. So everything that the Federal Reserve is printing out is a promise to pay of debt. So even right now, people which are working, let's face it, it hasn't happened yet, right, Doug? You know, of the economic collapse yet. I mean, everyone's still going to McDonald's. Everyone's still going to KFC. I mean, people
well, that's
the
reason. The reason they're going to McDonald's and KFC is because they don't have the money to go to Olive Garden or to Fridays.
Yes.
Yeah, those are restaurant chains over here. So how does this affect people in Australia, do you think? How does our thinking about this, how sound a footing is your government on there in Australia?
We've got some quite good footing because we haven't, I mean, we're still at a Federal Reserve. Same thing, but it's all done by design, Doug. Let's face it, Federal Reserve is the Federal Reserve, no matter what country we're in. I'm in the political state of Australia, which is Canberra, right, Doug?
Yeah.
And I see it all the time. And it's done by design. Like, I mean, what's the Federal Reserve? I mean, same organization. They're doing this by deliberate.
There are a lot of people who think it's a control mechanism. All right, sir, thanks for telling us your story from Australia. 800-510-8255. We think we're on an island here. We're isolated. We're not. Everybody's wanting to know how what we're doing here and how we're treating the problem is going to affect them. Here's Andy with the We the People speech.
Basically, I just want to say that in the past 4 years, I've never felt, I'm a small business owner, the anti-business climate, it's just incredible. It's getting harder and harder and harder to just do anything here in America. Rand Paul, senator for Kentucky, made some bold, put out some legislation out there for a budget, and nobody even wants to look at it. What is it going to take for us to just wake up and understand that these people are just interested in themselves? It's getting to the point where we just can't do anything. Government is in our lives, and unemployment is really like maybe 20%. So I don't think these guys are really serious. So I think it's up to the American people to wake up and say that, you know what, we need to draw a line in the sand peacefully and say we're not going to take this anymore. I can't hire employees. I don't know what to do because there's so much uncertainty. So it's really going to be up to the American people to decide that we don't want to take this no more.
It is. You're right about that. 800-510-8255. The president is pretty much the focus in this discussion. Speaking of him, this is sort of a countdown extra. Here is Bill O'Reilly taking the time to debunk many of the things being said about the president, including where he was born.
Separating fact from myth regarding President Obama, that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. You know, we get a ton of internet propaganda here. Nearly every day, some hysterical dispatch shows up on my desk saying the world will end on Friday or Moluccan terrorists have just infiltrated through Brownsville, Texas, and are heading for your house. But no one is more popular on the net propaganda circuit than President Obama. So tonight, in the interest of no spin, it is my pleasure to set the record straight. Mr. Obama is a controversial guy. All presidents are. But he does deserve to be treated honestly, does he not? So here we go. Item. The president has not released his academic transcripts. True. His records from Occidental College, Columbia University, and Harvard Law School have not been made public, and a president could do that if he wanted. Item. His thesis from Columbia has not been made public. False. He didn't do a thesis. You may remember that Hillary Clinton kept her Wellesley thesis private till somebody outed the paper on radical Saul Alinsky. Item. Mr. Obama has not released his medical records. True. Doctor says he's in good health and has put that in writing. You may remember President Clinton would not release his health care records. Bush the Younger released evaluations, but not official records. Item. President Obama has not released his law practice client list. True. But I don't know many lawyers who would, citing the privacy of clients. Item, no birth certificate has been made public. True. But the state of Hawaii has once again said Mr. Obama's birth certificate is on file. A certificate of live birth has been released. Factor investigation also showed Mr. Obama was born in a Honolulu hospital, and we stand by our reporting. Item, there is no record of baptism. True. No such document is in the public domain. Item, Michelle Obama lost her law license. False. She currently has an inactive law license. Item, Mrs. Obama has more assistants than other first ladies. False. She has about the same number Laura Bush had, approximately 20. Item, Barack Obama received foreign student aid while in college. False. Somebody just made that up. So there you have it. Just the facts, Jack. Talking Points is glad to be of service. But the state of Hawaii, and we call them today, they have a law there, actually, that says you can't get the birth certificate.
Correct.
You can't get it.
Right. What they release is considered the birth certificate.
But it's in a bound, it's in bound form, and that you could see it if they would let you. Of course, they won't. But we're going to put this to bed.
Okay, so we get the bottom line. Donald Trump's being hurt by his birther position. Otherwise, he might make an interesting Republican candidate. Up next, the story of the cost of gasoline as the countdown continues.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The focus now on gas prices. Here host Michael Patrick Shields talks to Nancy Kane from the AAA about the price you're paying for gasoline.
I filled up at Woods Okemos Marathon at about, 11 o'clock yesterday morning. I think I beat the bell. What's it now?
Well, on average across the state, about $3.86, which isn't quite as bad. It's up 11 cents from last week, and it's up almost a dollar from the same time last year. But we've seen some stations that have crossed the $4 mark. Luckily, like Illinois to our neighbor, they are officially $4 a gallon. So we're not there yet.
But there are some people saying it could be over $5 by the middle of summer, and, you know, we're getting to the holidays and that kind of thing. Do you fear that? I do.
Well, $5, no. I think $5 is beyond the pale at this point. I mean, prices are up. Crude oil prices are up on average. They're about $112 a barrel. And they're at 2.5-year highs. So it's not surprising our gas prices are as high as they are.
No, it isn't. But that doesn't mean we have to like it or accept it or not ask questions about it, right? And we'll talk more about this in a matter of moments on the countdown, 51 past the hour.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing to focus now on the cost of gasoline, here's radio host Bob France with one of his callers about how this person is handling the skyrocketing cost of fuel.
How are you handling the gas crisis?
Well, I just bought a bike, an actual pedal bike.
I was just going to say, how much to the gallon? How many miles to the gallon does a bike get? I didn't know you meant like Schwinn.
Oh yeah,
I thought you meant Harley.
So, but if you live more than 4.5 miles from your place of employment, It would cost you the same in 1 month to buy a bus pass. So, if you bought a bus pass for 1 month, say the month of April, and you just took the bus to work, to and from. It would pay for itself in gas price alone for 1 month if you live more than 4.5 miles from work.
Well, you mean if you live in the same city, then?
Even if you don't live in the same city.
Well, I mean, there's no bus that I know of that goes, for example, from Lorain County, where I live, to Independence.
Correct.
And I'm just using myself as an example because I'm 26 miles away from work, and it just bites me every time I have to fill up that tank.
But if you were to drive in to a spot that's a drive-and-go and then take that form of public transportation, as long as it's 4.5 miles or greater, You break even on that piece of your commute.
But then you also have to hope that the bus, wherever it leaves you off, is within a decent walking distance of where you've got to go to work. See, public transportation is just like, I'm glad it's there for people who don't have cars, but there's a reason why anybody with a car stays away from a bus.
Correct, because you have a car.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, even if you, like you said, use the drive and go, wherever you get off of that, there's no car waiting for you at that end to finish the journey. You got to hike it from the bus to the bus station to wherever it is that you work.
Or you could put your bike on that either bus or the rapid.
Oh, there you go. So get in a car, attach your bike to your bike stand, your bike rack on your car, drive to the rapid station and get on, or the bus, and get on the bus or the rapid, take your bike with you, then get off, ride your bike to your place of work, ride your bike back from your place of work back to the station, throw it on the bus or the rapid train, go back to the station where your car is, reattach your bike to your car, and then drive home.
Hey, people cut coupons.
Yeah, that you got me tired just listening to that explanation. All right, let's move on. I was trying to put some words with the cost of gasoline. Disgusting, horrible, pathetic, it stinks. Maybe some of those words can rattle around in your mind while we're listening to Jenna Lee talk with Bob O'Brien from Barron's Magazine about gas prices and whether or not they can go higher.
Gas prices are climbing. In fact, gas prices have gone up 21 days in a row. The price for regular unleaded is gaining 2 cents, or has gained 2 cents overnight, hitting a national average of $3.79. According to AAA, gas prices are at a record high for this time of year, not adjusted for inflation, of course, but for this time of year. Most economists agree higher gas prices affect our confidence, our ability to spend, but there's a big division among experts about what we should expect for the rest of the year. Bob O'Brien is a writer for Barron's.com. So, Bob, in a recent survey in the Wall Street Journal, economists that they surveyed said, listen, we're seeing these higher oil and gas prices, but that's gonna fade as we move on through 2011.
Yeah,
do you buy it?
No, I don't think so. We're moving into, you know, the peak driving season. As we move into summer, you start to see vacation travelers picking up their mileage a bit. And I suspect, and then you also get this kind of mechanical change from the changeover from cold weather fuel to warm weather fuel, and that tends to have a seasonal bump in prices. So I wouldn't rule out the prospect that we could be talking something on the order of $5 a gallon.
Now, when we take a look at the markets today, we're seeing the markets lower. We're seeing oil prices down. So we're seeing a volatility. The record high we've ever seen on average is $4.11. What would push it above that?
Well, I think just increased demand as well as unrest in the Middle East. You've shut off some of the supply chain with what took place in Egypt as well as in Libya. And if that is sort of exported to other Middle Eastern nations, that would have a disastrous effect on our supply.
All right. So let's listen to this. This is pretty interesting. From CNN, Carol Costello speaks to Marshall Mabry, who's the pastor of a church who's having his congregation pray for lower gas prices.
The AAA Motor Club says the average price for a gallon of gas in Illinois is $4.04. The land of Lincoln joining the likes of California, Alaska, and Hawaii to top the $4 at the pump price. There's only one thing left to do, pray. That's what parishioners at the Beacon of Light Christian Center in Dublin, Georgia, will do on Saturday. Their pastor is Marshall Mabry. He will lead the prayer vigil. So lay this out for us. Where will you guys pray?
Well, we're going to be praying at the Hillcrest Dublin Kroger fill-up station. And I'm so excited about it because this will be our third time doing this event at that particular location.
So they go to a gas station to pray. Man, that's not a bad idea. Let's think about that. Keep that in your mind as we wrap up.